Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Crystal DeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. Today we're going to do the holidays. I'll do the Happy Holidays song again. Happy Holidays. Happy Holidays. So, do you have a favorite holiday song?
You know what? I think this is like overplayed all the time, but I love Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. For some reason, that's like the one song that I actually enjoy.
That's funny. I like it. You know, she wrote that song, and so like Christmas is her, what's made like all of her money is that song.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me. It's a really good song.
It's like the anthem of Christmas.
It is.
I have two favorite songs. One is super annoying, the Dominic the Donkey.
Yeah.
And then...
That's Matt.
Really? Yeah. And then I really like Tannenbaum, whatever it's called. It's the one that sounds like, starts with like a Christmas tree, but it's on the Peanut movie, and it goes, ba-doom, doo-doo. You know, it starts after the Christmas tree, it picks up the Christmas
tree.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one, too.
Want to walk like a peanut down the road? Just do the little peach shuffle. So, can you believe it's been a year? We've been doing this for about a year now?
I know. I can't believe it's been a year. I mean, I can, because a lot has happened in a year.
Seriously.
But it's unreal.
It's crazy.
I know. A year in a year. So much has happened.
Mm-hmm. We grew in race. Well, we grew tiny humans inside of our stomachs. Instead of our uterus, and now they're alive in the world.
And we're keeping them alive.
It's so far so good. Yes. We posted pictures to prove that they're alive.
We should just hashtag still alive.
Still alive. Another day survival. How is everything going? So is this week two?
Yeah, week two, and everything's going really well. You know what is weird is... I don't think it's hit me yet. It hits me more at nighttime, but I am still on the high, so I'm not really tired. Like, I'm still like, doo-doo, like, here we go, let's keep on going, and I know that it's going to hit me soon. I feel like we're getting into, like, a good, steady schedule and starting to feel a little bit cooped up, but I've made my way out and about, and I got my nails done.
Ooh,
and
nice.
I told the guy, I was like, I got 20 minutes, and that's it, so... get it done. And he did. Awesome. And I felt like so complete because one was falling off. Like, they looked like daggers. Not okay for a new mom. But he like rounded the edges and kept them really short for me. He was like, you will never scratch your baby. I was like, thank you. Perfect. Matt left me. It sounds so weird, but Matt will give me permission to like go grocery shopping. And I get so excited. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to go to the grocery store. It's going to be great. I'm going to go down every aisle, even if I don't need to.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic. I'm going to interact with adults. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome.
I take her with me because Mike has been working, but I go to Walmart at least once a weekend and walk around or Target. A big night is Target, so I can go get a decaf coffee from Starbucks.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's definitely a game changer.
Yeah. I mean, I think I usually do that anyway on Fridays and Saturdays, but, you know, I'll just blame it on having a kid.
And Belle is 2 months?
Yeah, 9 weeks yesterday. Just over 2 months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So what are her developments like so far? What are her new things?
She's smiling a lot more. She really likes to be... her favorite time to, like, smile and talk is when we're changing her. Before, after, and during changing, she has the most amount of, like, ooh, ah, and smiles and stuff.
Aww.
She's not really, and maybe it's because we just don't give her a lot of things to hold on to. Like, I guess one of the things she's supposed to be able to hold on to things and things of that nature, like, start grabbing things and holding on. We might need to do a better job of giving her things to hold on to, but one thing she's doing well is pushing herself up with her legs standing up, like us holding her, but her holding herself up, and then she does like the slow fall, but she'll push up, stand for a second, hold, and then slow back down.
she's getting strong.
Yeah, she very much tracks everything. She like watches her little mobiles, her little fishies above her. She likes to be held a lot, especially by mommy. A lot of times holding. Mm-hmm. And I hurt my back, so that was a little bit of a rough thing, but she likes to be held a lot. Last night, she slept for 5 hours, and then she slept for 4 hours after we were up for two, so I was like, wow. She has had a couple nights where she slept for about 4 or 5 hours, but not consistently yet, so yeah. She got her shots. That was sad. Started to cry, but it all worked out. It was all fine. So yeah, it's kind of neat. It's so neat to just start watching them develop, as you will see. For use, I mean, both of the babies are in the spot where something's gonna happen every week, and it's just so neat to see their development each week. Whether it's alert more or sleeping better at night, whatever it is, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is. I know. I love it. It's definitely. It's really interesting to see like more alert time. Like that's been one of Ravenna's things, and just wide-eyed and it's a longer duration, so I want to, like, take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And then she's lifting up her head, but then she'll headbutt us.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
She'll, like, lift up and, like, try to hold it and then, like, headbutt us in her chest. Mm-hmm. But she's getting more vocal. So we're like, baby girl, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
She'll be like, wah! And just one big one.
Yeah.
So Matt and I have been like, hey, none of that. We don't need that.
She'll develop, like, Belle now has her different cries, and I know what they are. It's funny because the doctor's like, does she have different cries? I'm like, yeah. She has a super fake one when she just wants to be picked up. And it's just like, meh, meh, meh. And then she has her pissed off one where she, like, looks like she's, like, Caesar. Like, she, like, her tongue curls up and she's like, meh. And then she'll go silent for a second because she can't catch her breath because she's so pissed off. Anyway, awesome. Well, our kids are great. I've got two puppies here that are awesome, too. They're just eating bones. And so let's talk extended stuff, like family and holidays and oh my funness.
Oh my goodness, I know.
So last year we talked a lot about making it an event. So for those who do shows or are on healthy eating plans, today we're going to really talk about how to survive the holidays. With that said, you know, Danica, you give us a really good tip about food. Do you want to start with food and then maybe we'll slide into workouts and stuff like that?
Yeah. Food-wise, I always tell people that, you know, we kind of, yes, food happens to be around. Food is always going to be around when we have, like, gatherings and get-togethers. But that's not the whole purpose of why people are getting together. So I think sometimes we lose sight of why we're there. And if we just shift our focus on family time and making memories and conversating with people we may not have been able to see in a while and, you know, really getting into the nitty gritty of just being in the moment and not over, like, being like, I can't wait to just eat this and this and this and gorge and da da da. And then, because what happens is we know what's going to happen. Like, we're smarter than we think we are. So most of the time, and this happens with, like, personal training clients, it happens with family members, it happens with friends, and then it happens with people who may have, like, wanted to get on a meal plan, or everybody says it's holiday season, I'll start after.
Yeah.
Or so what does that mean? So what's usually happen is you're gonna probably eat stuff, a bunch of stuff that you wouldn't necessarily eat on a daily basis. Then you're gonna feel bad about it because that's typically what happens. And if you don't, cool, props to you. But typically we do. Then we get an upset belly. Then we complain about the upset belly, but we did it to ourselves. And then we think, I'll start fresh. Well, don't do it in the first place. So I always say, take a bite of something that you enjoy. Also, if you can't finish your plate after dinner, you're not hungry for dessert. That's my biggest pet peeve, I think. Like, if you can't finish your plate, like, when we were kids, I think I talked about this.
Yeah.
When we were kids, if you didn't finish your plate, you didn't get dessert. But now when you're an adult, it's okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, not okay.
That's
but funny. Those are, like, my little tips. Like, just be in the moment. remember to make memories, and then don't overthink it. Like, have a slice of your favorite pie, and because grandma only makes it on Christmas or something like that, and just have a slice. Don't overdo it and make yourself sick, because that's silly.
Now, the other side of that is working out. I don't know how often you get this, Danica, but I get a lot of, like, well, I need to do more cardio now because I ate all that food, or I need to go work out for X amount of hours because I need to take like 3 classes in a day because I ate this, this, and this, and, or I have a party and I did this, or I'm going to do that, so I'm going to do this. I know how I feel. I say that's not what's the saying? Can't out train a bad diet. It's to be smart, but also don't use the workouts to punish yourself. I think that's the thing that a lot of people do when they do have the eating part, is they use the workouts to almost punish themselves, and they'll do more cardio, and they'll do more high intense or low intense, whatever it is, for longer periods. And your workouts should not be something, especially right now, right? It's the holiday season. Let's everyone be happy and healthy and mentally too, emotionally, yeah. And not do something that's going to be stressful. If you're going to have to deal with your family and you're already stressed about that, let's not add more stress of working out extra, because people forget that.
Right.
Yes, it's good for people to get an endorphin to release, but exercise is still a stress on the body. So if you're already in a stressed position, you may want to think about a different kind of workout for yourself, maybe a lower intensity, like Pilates or yoga, or just something different, more of a, instead of a HIIT, maybe do a nice walk or something. That's what I like personally, and that's what I tell my people to do. Because don't, like, I guess that's my theme, is don't punish yourself. And then, you know, there's also the, you know, let's use these carbs to build a butt, so everyone's doing legs the next day.
Yes.
I mean, yes, you're going to have the extra calories, but just, I mean, your extra calories aren't going to make it a huge difference, but they will help you. So if you want to do that, maybe work on the place that you need more shaping.
Right.
there's more than the butt.
You've given good tips, too, about, like, timing out your day. It's not a day's worth. Like, you could still start with, like, say you're waiting for dinner time and like Christmas is coming, say you're waiting for the dinner, still eat your meals. You don't just not eat all day long or just drink wine all day long and then have your dinner. So right. Of course you're going to be hungry come dinner time. Some may want to just drink wine. That's fine. But I would say still have your breakfast, still have your snacks. So that way everything is kind of still as planned, so to say, and you're still feeding your body, you're still feeding your goals the right way. And then you're less apt to really have this like huge plate come dinner time. You can just enjoy the dinner and enjoy family time. And most like holiday meals are not bad. When you really break them apart, there's always going to be a vegetable. There's always going to be like a healthy side. Remember to like opt out on like the things that might not be like, maybe not do a boatload of gravy, unless you really want to, but I don't like gravy, so I don't like it. It's been nasty.
I made homemade gravy for Thanksgiving because I hosted Thanksgiving.
You did?
I'm so fancy now.
I didn't do anything for Thanksgiving except,
have a child.
Give birth.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm Martha fucking Stewart now.
Was it good? How did you do it?
Yeah,
I can't. That's like gravy.
It's actually, gravy's easy to make. It just takes a little bit of like literally forearm action. So you can laugh about that. Probably gonna work that forearm a little bit. It's just the, it's just like the stock of what you had in there, like the leftovers of the turkey, the juices that run out of it. You take that. You can take chicken or turkey stock. Mix it together, put flour in it, mix it to where you want it. Like, make sure there's no, you gotta take all the little fat pieces off of, like, if there's any fat that comes to the top of the stock. But, yeah, it's just about mixing flour, the juices off the turkey, some turkey stock or chicken stock. Just mix. Super easy.
Awesome.
They said it was good.
So it is very easy.
Yeah, they could have lied to me.
You gotta just keep going.
Using a whisk, you dirty-minded people. I'm using a whisk. Jeez.
What do you think is, like, the most common thing that people say to you when prepping for, like, spring, getting ready for spring shows? Because I know I have a lot of clients that are thinking about it. I hear this all the time with their start date.
Like, when should they start? Like,
yeah, if they're interested now, what do you hear? What do you hear most of the time?
Well, I get a couple of things. I'll tell you what I say back to them, but they say I want to start like after like when the new year, and I was like, I'm like, okay, you could do that, or you could hit it pretty hard for the next 2 weeks. So this is where I might be a little different, but I say you can hit it hard for the next couple of weeks until you get to Christmas. Give yourself a little leeway, so like give yourself like that cheat meal or whatever. Give yourself something of the holiday, and now mm-hmm. It's going to be a weekend. It's a Saturday, Sunday thing. And then you are ahead of the game instead of just, like, putt through and then start behind the ball on the first or second, whatever it is. So I think people should start sooner. I don't know if I'm going to do a show or not next year, but I figured I need to get my shit together before I can even start a prep. I, like, last month was the first month out of baby. First month out, and it was just literally getting my body together, like getting a routine for eating for her and just eating like whatever, just life. This last month I was getting my routine together, and then this month I'm getting my routine and my movements together. So I'm giving myself like each time to get to where I want to be. So like when I want to start a prep, my body will be back towards and more of a where I would normally start. A lot less muscle, but still I'm starting in a routine, even though I'm not 100%, you know, down on my food, but I'm still starting a routine. I'm still starting a routine with my workouts, and it's not easy to schedule your own workouts now, but I'm still trying to find out and balance that out. So even if you're not a new mom, you'd be using this as like a pre-prep or a practice prep to get yourself ready for prep.
A prep for prep. I like that. What if you're prepping and you have the holidays and you, well, what if you're just on a really healthy meal plan, or like you just like what you eat and then you have the holidays that are coming up? Like, how do you stick to your meals or your macros or whatever when going to like gatherings that you're not cooking, you're not in control of?
There's two ways to kind of go about this question. One is, why would it be any different? The only difference is you're gonna see grandma today instead of the real thing. Is it's not different. And if you could go one way, one road where you bring your own food, and the only thing you have to deal with on that is your food bullies or the people asking the why. Or you can go the other way and go like more of a if it fits your macros and kind of wing it. Or you could really bring your own scale and eat whatever's there and get an idea of what the macros are. But, you know, you don't know what Aunt Cindy put in the green bean casserole or what. You could be a little bit more lackadaisical that way.
Right.
So either way, you're going to have – your family's going to give you shit if you bring your own scale, if you bring your own food, if you don't have a boyfriend, you're not married yet. You're married and don't have kids.
Whatever. Yeah, totally.
So you're gonna get shit from family one way or another.
You're absolutely right. It's just another day. Like it's a special day not because of the food, because of the family that you are able to see. Because not every day do you get together like that.
What about how do you feel? Well, it's easy. I think it might be easier for people right now because it's on a Sunday. But what about the guilt of not working out on Christmas?
Well, it's one day. First off, it's one day. One day is not going to like make you or break you. And I think that your body definitely needs like a rest day. But if it's something that's in your regimen, my mom and I have always had like a little routine of we wake up early in the morning, we go for a jog, or we go for a walk, or like we do something active, or we'll make it like a family thing. Another thing that my family does is they go outside and they play right before like breakfast or dinner is being served. They play flag football. There's always like a big thing that goes on. So you can still be active and you can still get your own workout in. It might be a little bit different, but it's okay to take a day off too. That's okay.
I agree. I'm a person that would probably sleep in on, well, as much as I can sleep in. I usually have 5 Christmases to go to, so.
Oh my God, I know.
It's a new, yeah, you're a divorced kid, you know, it's a new life though, so there will be no sleeping in probably until I'm 18 years from now, so maybe even after that.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit of health and fitness. Basically, we can post the one we did before with this or a link to that, but because we go more in depth, but we just wanted to give a little bit of a reminder of, like, you can still get your shit done. Or you don't have to. You have permission to not get your shit done, or do it and just remember, you know, if Aunt Cindy asks you why you're eating your own, be like, make up a really good, you know what? We want to hear really good excuses or things that they give, that you give your family, like just weird shit. What's some weird things you would say to your family about you bringing your own food?
That would be awesome. I think that is the best way, like, to do the sarcastic thing.
Yeah.
And I hate when I do it, but I always am really sarcastic. Like, I'll be like someone will say, so, are you eating any of this? And I'll be like, oh my God, so I just discovered that I had this thing called type 1 diabetes, and I really need to pay attention to it. I don't know if you knew this, but yeah, I have it. It's like I caught it. And even that they're like, Danica, stop. And I'm like, I know. It happened. It happened overnight. I just woke up with it. This crazy thing.
You could be like, no, I'm allergic to foods that are really sweet and taste good. I just blow up and die. You know, it's just weird. Weird allergy. On the other side of that, what are some things that, since we have our new start of our families, that you're going to want to do as a tradition that you have done with your family, and one thing that maybe you'll start?
So I am starting this. So this will be the second year, I think, that we have hosted a little one. So I have like a family get together. And because for a few reasons. One, I don't like to cook. Two, I hate blended dishes because it makes me really anxious when things are blend, like you said, like the green bean casserole, and like you can't calculate stuff. So then I get really like anxious because I don't know how much stuff is in there. I don't know how much insulin is in there I should take. And to simplify that, I've done taco night taco night on Christmas. And I think it's fun. I think it's like interactive. Everybody can make their own. If you don't want like a soft one, you can have a hard shell. If you don't even want a shell, you can make a taco salad. You can put whatever you want in it. You can grease the fuck up with it. You could fatten it up. You could not fatten it up. Like, I just love that it's like a one ingredient thing and you make your own and everybody's happy. So yeah. I don't know why we didn't do this before, but so this will be the second year that we've done taco night for Christmas. And I like that tradition. It's fun.
That's really cool. I like that. Your thing reminds me of my favorite Christmas movie. That is The Christmas Story, which, by the way, I have gone to the Christmas Story house where they go and they have Chinese turkey, which is duck, because their turkey gets by the Bumpus's dogs. What is my family?
Yep.
Before I even answer that, you know what's really interesting? This is why I love doing this, because we're very similar but very different, is I actually love to host, because then I'm in control of what's there. Like, I know what food is going to be there.
Yep.
So I like to cook because I can control, like, I will know that there's going to be some kind of vegetable there, because some of my family members aren't big on vegetables, my extended family and stuff. And, you know, there was a feed with my family. We have like a little Facebook group that we put together, and they are going to bring like 3 things of potatoes, and no one was even bringing anything that was any, like, didn't have any green or anything other color except potato. So I was like, I'm just going to make sure there's salad and some green beans and I'll cook turkey. Yeah.
Great.
So yeah, what's my family tradition? We have a couple of funny or interesting family traditions, I guess, that are not like
food related or anything, but we do ornaments every year. So every year we get an ornament that is of your life or significant of what you did that year. Whatever it was, like obviously Belle has her first ornament, and this one is, it's Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, it's just a neat thing, and, you know, sometimes it could be hard to figure out what you did, but, you know, that's another good reason to have a goal of accomplishing something every year. Like, Mike's like, I just worked. I'm like, you did something, so we figured out. So, yeah, that's one of our things we've done ever since I was a little kid. So I've got ornaments on both sides.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's a...
That's awesome.
It's kind of cool to look back to and see... I mean, you know what you did, but you can see, like, what your hobbies were. So, like, one of them for me was skiing when I was in ski club in high school, when I learned how to drive and all that stuff. So it's kind of cool stuff.
Oh, I like that. We also do, so my family and I also do Secret Santa, and what? Only because, like, with the extended family.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom usually does it. And this year we did it with the Johnsons.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, Christy, it was like a shit show getting people to choose numbers. Like, people weren't understanding how Secret Santa worked. And it was just, like, unreal. It was a group text message. It was hilarious. I was like, the whole point of Secret Santa is to do, like, to be creative. So my mom does it, and she wants it because we have a huge family, and for the adults to buy gifts all for one another just doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us have stuff going on, like planning for a wedding, new baby, paying for student loans. Like, my brother is getting out of college soon, like has an apartment. The last thing I needed are gifts from my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom will put a cap on it of like $10, and she's like, you have to be really creative.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that because it makes you think about, like, what can I do for $10? Or sometimes she's done $5. Like, you have to be super creative and come up with something fun. But I have to, Matt is going to laugh, but we presented it to Matt's mom. And she was like, oh, my God, I love that idea. Let's put a cap on it of $50.
Jesus Christ.
Like, oh, no. The point of a Secret Santa is to not spend a lot of money.
Oh, my God.
but it's okay. We figured it all out, and everybody has someone. And I like that because it kind of de-stresses you, too, because then if you have such an extended family, you don't have to buy for everybody.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like Matt and I were talking about it, sometimes you're getting the same stuff every single year. Like, my dad gets a gift card to Lowe's every single year.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't need that gift card to Lowe's. And I like being, like, having to be forced not to think about who I have to buy for. Like, my mom picks it, and then it can be fun. Yeah, like, I have my father-in-law, which I think that's fun. Like, he is, like, I think we're doing, like, a $25 limit, but he was, like, the more gifts I get, the better I'll like you.
And,
like, he said it in a group text, so I think I'm going to do, he never listens to this, but... I really think that I'm just going to buy, like, individual, like, $25 store items.
That's awesome. That is perfect. That's a good idea. I like that. See, for our family, we're cheap. The moment you are, like, over the age of, like, 10, maybe 13, we'll say, you don't get a gift anymore. You might get a little cash from, like, your grandparents, but we don't roll that way. So it's good because now we only have, like, a couple young ones. So it's kind of funny to think of it that way. But I wanted to do, our family, we like to do the Yankee swap. So you get one gift and one through whatever many people there are. And number one is the best number because you can take whatever one you want at the very end of it. So there's 25 people. You have one through 25. The shitty numbers are the ones basically in the middle because either, let's say you get a really good gift, someone can take it and you're screwed and you're just either left with what they have or you can pick another one. It depends on which house rules you play by. But, yeah, it's funny to have the Yankee swap. But the key to the Yankee swap, here's my
clutch thing with Yankee Swap is you want to buy a gift that you want, because you can always pick your own gift if you have to. Like, if you're towards the end of the numbers, you can just pick your own, and, like, that is awesome. So we just did a Yankee Swap for the Impact Christmas party, and Mike came with me, which is something that was awesome because he's never able to because he had the day off. But he was so excited. He got this kid's WWF heavyweight champion belt. Like, he bought that. He was so excited. He's like, oh, the guys are going to love this. I'm like, this is stupid. That's fine. Like, whatever you want to buy, it's your $10 that you want to buy for a present. It was one of the last presents. And Derek Faulkner, who is someone who does shows and everything, he saw this bigger present, and he's like, oh, like, whose present is that? And I just smirk, and I was like, oh, it's, like, one of ours. And he's like, is it good? And I just smirked again.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I was told that it's a good gift. And he's like, okay, gets it. He puts it up, and I swear, Danica, every male in the room was like, oh, my God, that's the best gift ever. And Mike just stood in the back, not saying anything, man of little words, and just held his arms up.
Oh, my God.
Like Rocky. Like, just, like, the Rocky pose. So excited. Didn't say a word. Just, and then put his arms down. Just, like George Costanza out of the room. All right, that's it. I'm out. And I'm out. It was hilarious. So, yeah, get it.
Awesome. Like, I love that.
Yeah, because then you can always get your own, or you can always, like, kind of snag it. But it's always fun to get silly ones like that, too. Or you can do, like, the white one year for what we did, the white elephant gift, where it's something you had to get something that was in your house. So you had to give away something that was in your house that you did not want. And I don't even know where mine, I think, you know.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what I gave, but I remember what I got. I got this super heavy cast iron cookie sheet that was made into gingerbread or snowmen or something, cookies. Shape thing. So I got that, and I think I gave it away to another gift. But there was, and this is a work party, a corporate work party, which is where it's a little rusty, but it's something that you don't use.
Yeah.
Or you don't want anymore. So one of the guys gave a half bottle of Jack Daniels with a condom, like an unused condom put to it.
That's awesome. That's hilarious.
But it's always fun because I don't know if anyone else does Yankee Swap, but there's, and for my family, there's always a gift that is either terrible and people are giving it away, or like in one that might come back year after year, or there's a gift that everybody wants, so everyone keeps taking it, or like someone will try to like hide it, like no, I don't have that one.
Oh, I love that.
It's usually a good time, and it's now it's gonna be a completely different holiday season with the girls.
I know. I'm excited for that. Obviously, I know that they won't be of the age yet to, like, really understand what's happening. But don't we already have a gift that we'll be giving to everybody? Like, we don't have to participate because we bring a baby.
Right, and we just pass that around. I told on Thanksgiving, I didn't even see my child.
Right.
I saw her defeat her, and I was like, can I have some cuddle time? She literally got passed around. Oh, we're going to see.
I know, I have a feeling that that's how it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, especially because she's brand new for you. Are you going to be one of those moms like, here's your hand soap, like, here's, now you can have baby.
I was just going to say that. I am thinking about it only with a few select people. Like, my brother CJ, is the last time, like, when I went to go see them, Josie, my niece, was born, mm-hmm. and was probably like four weeks old. And CJ comes into the house. He like just finished working on his motorcycle. He's greased the fuck up, like grease everywhere, all over his hands. He has like cowboy boots on. He has dirt on his face. And Brady just lets him pick up the child. Like, just pick. I was like, what is happening? I would never do that. And he was like kicking his teeth. I will remember hand sanitizer next time when little Ravenna comes to meet you. But there's only him and like the little ones, that like are like, you, no one can see me, but if they like are like, can I hold your baby? And they like pick their nose before. I'm like, yeah, sure. Go wash your hands. go wash hands.
Yuck, yuck. Oh, that's gross. Oh, that's...
My brother won't even hold her.
The boys are going to fight.
Yeah, my brother won't even hold her.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, no, no, she's too small. I'm going to hurt her.
Oh.
My dad barely, like, it, like, wants to hold her. He's like, no, 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 she's kind of small. I'm like, I was the same size. You're fine. Wait, is your birthday coming up?
January.
I knew it.
Yeah.
So, I think one thing we can kind of end this on today is, what are some goals then for you or for the podcast that you want to, for the new year? Stop it.
Oh, my dog's heard it.
Oh, no.
Goals for the new year. So, for the podcast?
Sure. We kind of, so Danica and I are starting to kind of get some guest ideas.
I really think, and I was right on like the same page you were when you said finding guests that have, are experts in certain areas, whether it's it can be fitness, but I think that with psychology too, and, you know, mental health, wellness, and just different areas of expertise that we can tap into, I think would be great. I definitely want to get more people on like that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what I really wanted to do is get younger kids on, because I think that sometimes they have really good perspectives on things, and they, I think as an adult, we kind of, maybe in like the busyness of life and stuff like that, we miss out on like their perspective, and it's always refreshing to hear from like the mouths of babes or whatever. So I would love to get, I have younger siblings, but I'd love to get some like a younger group on.
I like that. That's a good idea. I have two sisters-in-law that are 14 and 12 that I would love to have them do that, but they hate to talk. So
yeah.
Let's see, goal for me, I want to do the expert things, and I say expert, and we'll say put little quotations around, because, you know, everyone's an expert, but just different, unique things, because as we call it, Champion Chat 360, I think it'll be important. We'll still obviously talk about show stuff and mom stuff, but things that will impact those areas of both that we can relate to any part of our lives. So, there's one woman that I sent to Danica who is all about hormones, and she's a nutritionist, and she talks a lot about how hormones affect either way you want to look at it, our lives. And I think that'd be a really great person to get on too. I love that kid idea. Hey, we could even go the other way with my silver sneakers people. Maybe I could get someone who was older.
I would love that.
That's a completely different life. I mean, I've got a 92-year-old gentleman who is so funny. Like, he's just so proper. It's so funny. He probably would not be a good person for the podcast, but awesome. So now we know those goals. We'll have to do like a, what we're going to do for 2017, our personal ones. We'll have to take a little time to think about that. All right. So let's put a little bow on this today so we can get our small humans, our tiny humans in bed, cleaned on the nipple, whatever it is.
Clean.
Belle likes baths. She likes to sit in the bathwater. She hates getting out of it. What is one thing that you are thankful for today?
I'm thankful for my, you know what, Christy? I am thankful for the, what the heck is it called, that you gave to me? I'm thankful for my husband. Husband just said that. Of course I'm thankful for my husband. He's been amazing. I love you, babe. But I'm also thankful for that pack and play. Yeah. Oh, my God. It is a lifesaver. That's like, we have a huge setup, and I'm so thankful for that. So thank you. We like set it up. It has like changing station. Mm-hmm. This is where you sleep. This is where all your swaddles are. This is... I'm also thankful for my washer and dryer, and that they can still keep up with all of the dirty stuff.
That's funny. Yeah, we use it downstairs too. It's our downstairs, like, changing and sleeping area, if we want to put her down. She doesn't do a lot of sleeping in her little bassinet part of it, but we use that changing table all the time.
Thankful for.
Oh, I got to see Abby today. I got Abby who was on the podcast before, she was in town from D.C., so we went and walked around downtown Timbuktu. It's a really nice, it's very New England. It's very Maine. It's like lobster, boat, everything. So that was really cool. And she got to meet Belle, and I got to hang out with her and her mom a little bit and her aunt and stuff. So it was a lot of fun. And it's just, it's fun to have friends who are, like, supportive of being a new mom. And especially ones who are supportive who don't have kids. Because obviously other new moms get it, but ones who don't have kids, you know, it's a completely different life now for me. Like, I can't, not that I'm upset about this, but I'm not going to go out and have cocktails all night anymore. But she was like, no, let's just go walk around and we'll just go get lunch and we'll look at all the different shops and look at all the lights and go to the craft. And I was like, yeah, that's awesome. Got me to go out and walk around. So it was pretty cool.
Good.
Remember, new moms are people too.
We need love too.
Yes. Oh, goodness. Excellent. So it's a little short one today, but that's okay. We will talk to you guys soon. Let's see. We got one more week, I think, between us and Christmas. So we will we'll see.
Maybe we'll do one next week. Maybe we won't. Who knows? We'll let you guys know. The holidays coming up might be a little crazy. But anyway, you can listen to us here, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud. You can email us at championchat360@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at championchat360. I have mom brain. I have no idea what day it is or time it is. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm saying. I apologize. So I hope you guys all have a great night. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.